Recent rainfall has alleviated drought concerns in Otago and Southland, but it's still been another tough summer for southern farmers. Hot and dry summers have been the norm in recent years, and that's raised questions about what the future holds. Our reporter Timothy Brown and camera operator Nathan McKinnon visited the Clutha district and filed this report.
Hilliard farmer Stephen Jack says this summer's been tough, with parts of Clutha's normally rolling green hills parched and brown. He says since about mid-January, he had been staring at the dusty bottom of creeks and dams. Mr. Jack introduced galaxids into the creeks decades ago as a child and had feared for them before the recent rain.
I've never seen some of these dams even level drop, but they've been bone dry. So, surprise, surprise, there was water, and even more of a surprise, and I was quite worried about these wee guys, but there's galaxids, this pool here is just chocker with the wee fellas.
In the past fortnight, rain has started to fall again, bringing relief at the right time. Mr. Jack calls this summer unprecedented, but it follows several hot and dry summers.
It's been great for getting a suntan. It's been bloody hard growing grass. Yeah, very hard to grow grass. No grass is very hard to finish lambs.
Stephen Jack fears landowners might cash out and allow prime farmland to turn to pine trees because it's easier.
You know, I could retire to Wanaka and die fat and happy, but that's no good to anyone, you know. There's no one fixing the motorbike, there's no shears, there's no one putting on fertiliser, fencing, you name it. It's just, there's no employment and nothing filters into the towns. The towns will die, and towns die, the cities die.
He says adding to farmers' woes is the indifference of central government. Federated Farmers Otago President Mark Patterson says that's where a drought declaration would have been appreciated this year, to show that the government has their back.
All the stats are showing that it is drier than the last 2 years, that there was medium-scale adverse events, and there's not a lot that can be done. Obviously we need it to rain, but I think it's more the acknowledgement that farmers are looking for, because they are going through tough times.
He's also worried about what the future holds as farms around the district get sold and converted into forestry. Mr. Patterson says the run of dry summers has farmers thinking about the threat of climate change.
Despite what people might think, we are listening to what the climate scientists are telling us, and it is getting drier in the summers here. Winters are getting milder, so it's just a matter of changing our farming systems, and farmers are working away on their individual properties, just thinking about how they're going to adapt to this, because it is getting more regular, and we've got to face the facts.
Clutha District Mayor Brian Cadogan says it can't be ignored at this point.
I know in my lifetime that we've never had a summer, you could say, as good as we had this year, or is it as bad? It's just that it's more extreme, and it's those extremes that are going to push the changes. So what was an anomaly is now starting to be a trend.
Brian Cadogan says he sympathises with the financial pressure leading some farmers to sell up, but he's concerned for the future of rural areas, and he hopes that concern is also in the minds of those in Wellington driving policy.